When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker and go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you. Of course, a big welcome back to this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and I want to say something to you because every single week I am profoundly moved by your presence here. I want you to know that the way that you keep showing up, not just for me, but for yourself, to pause, to reflect, to ask better questions maybe to yourself. And that to me is a form of self-leadership that the world does not celebrate enough. I want to celebrate that because you are choosing to be, I call it intentional, with your time, with your energy. You are choosing to create space for what truly matters. And that gives me goosebumps because you are investing in your own well-being, health, your truth, your clarity. And that is not a small thing, believe me. So before we dive in today, I just wanted to acknowledge that. I want to acknowledge you because you could be anywhere right now, in your inbox, on your phone, in a meeting, solving someone else's problems, helping someone who needs, you know, a hand, but you are here. Listening. And that choice matters because it's not just about the words that I speak, the words that you hear. It's about the message that you are sending to yourself, meaning that your well-being is worthy of your time. And I don't see that often enough in this society. And if no one has told you this lately, I am proud of you. I had a client this week where I said those words. I said, Carolyn, I am really proud of you because with the evolution, the consciousness, the steps that you are taking, the boundaries that you are setting, I think we don't celebrate ourselves enough. We don't celebrate our wins enough. And so today's episode is going to be something different. Not another interview with an expert who's going to talk to how to this and how to that. Not another three-step process that I want you to apply, but something to me much deeper. I'm going to tell you today a story, my story. And if you know me by now, it's not about me. It's never about me. Because maybe, just maybe, my story reflects something that you have been through as well, that you have been feeling too. Maybe, like me, you've also achieved the success, the outside success that was supposed to give you that feeling of wow and the feeling of enough. And yet, you are still waiting for that deeper exhale, we call it, that deeper feeling of fulfillment. And if that's you, I want you to stay with me. This is a bridge episode. I call it a bridge episode. It's a pause. It's not to launch something new, not yet, but I just want to give you a little taste of what I am living through, and so to make you feel what we are going in the coming weeks, what we are going to do in this show, deeper work, more depth and truth in how we live. And I want to take you back to the exact moment that my body said enough, and how that moment changed everything for me and for my loved ones. Because I will tell you, I started my career as a physiotherapist. I was so passionate about the body, I found it remarkable how I could help heal others. But I worked long hours, I built that solid reputation. And there was like an insight on why is it that people, when I take good care of them, I give them a good treatment, and at the end of the treatment, they are happy and they say they feel lighter and their headache or their neck pain is so much better. And then after a while, they come back with that same pain. So I was really driven to know more about a mind-body connection. And because of that drive, I always wanted to perform and be better and feel worthy of helping others. And I never understood until not today, but a few years ago, that I couldn't name it back then, but there was always within me that fear of not being enough. If I served enough people, helped enough people, if I was the strong one, the competent one, the generous one, then maybe I was worthy of somebody's appreciation, somebody's confirmation, somebody's money. So I gave, I fixed, I performed, I kept on going day after day, and I truly ignored my body's whispers. Until that day, at 37 years old, my body shouted, and I was in the gym. If you know my story, it's actually quite amazing how abrupt my body showed me enough is enough. I was in the gym like so many days before, but that day, my body suddenly said, stop, and my whole immune system gave out. And if you know the story, you probably know the prognosis, the terrifying diagnosis. Doctors telling me that I might never walk stairs again. Probably no more work, possibly a wheelchair. And there and then, in the beginning, it was such a shock to the system. But afterwards, it was more about, I am not going to take those sentences in as my truth. Not this, not now, not my truth, not my situation. I had so much to live for. And so I couldn't just go and recover my health, but I understood there that I had to reclaim my life. And so I begin a totally different journey. And that is why today's episode is different. Less strategy and more truth. Not another tip or framework, but the story of me. And you may know me as the speaker, the author, the woman who talks about conscious self-care and stress. But as I say, before all that, I was a physiotherapist, a business owner, a mother, a pleaser, a perfectionist even. And at one point in my life, going to South Africa with my whole family, I had the life that I would have dreamed of. A house by the Indian Ocean, a successful practice, 3 children, a vibrant social life. And yet I felt empty, always on, always giving, always responsible. And that is what I'm talking about when my body forced me to stop. And what I want to share today with you is how I went from that moment of collapse to a totally different kind of life, a kind of different power within me, a new kind of truth, depth, richness. And I won't reveal it all yet because this is a transition episode, as I call it, a bridge episode. So, but I want you to feel that something has been shifting in me, in the work, and maybe something is shifting in you too, because the world at this moment needs this. So, as I said, starting my career as a physiotherapist, always passionate about the body, always helping, pleasing others to heal. And yeah, I just mentioned to you the terrifying moment where my body said stop, where the doctors gave me that prognosis. And so I began a totally different journey. And it was just the beginning. That's how it felt. It wasn't the end. It was a turning point. And after the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you into what happened next. The decades of deep inner work that followed. Because I'm talking when my body collapsed, it was 1998. So when I say decades of deep inner work, I promise you, decades. More than 25 years ago, the shifts, I'm going to talk about the shifts and in how I defined what strength means, what success means, and what I know now about what it really takes to feel whole. So stay with me. And after the break, we're going to talk even deeper. Talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
We are back. Welcome again. And let's continue the journey, this bridge episode, where I am going to talk about a story, more my story with a few examples also of my practice. But now that we've taken this break, I want to go deeper because all that I'm sharing with you here today is not a theory. It's real life. So let me take you back to that moment where I realized that self-care is not a luxury. Self-care is not soft. It is a necessity. It is a strategy. In the world that I had built, self-sacrifice was my slogan. I didn't realize it, but my success was measured in output. It was outside success for the outside world. What have I been putting out for the outside world? But underneath, I can tell you there was a chronic stress. And stress, you and I, we both know, is the venom of high performance, of highly sensitive people, of people who want to make a difference in the world. And you won't believe it, but I didn't just burn out once. It happened in waves because healing is never linear. You know that. And as I said, what followed was decades of deep inner work, looking in the mirror, being honest with myself, taking responsibility for my past. And I don't say that lightly because you need to know that I have spent more than 40 years working with people as a therapist, as a coach, as a mentor today, from treating the physical pain as a physiotherapist and osteopath to unlocking emotional patterns in my hypnotherapy sessions to guiding deeply personal transformations. I've walked with people through grief, burnout, betrayal, bankruptcy, divorce, huge illnesses, all the challenges that you can imagine. And not just as a professional, but as a woman who lived through many of those same experiences. I'm a grandmother of four. Five. I am wrong. Five. The little one is now 8 months old. So I'm so used to say I'm a grandmother of four, but I'm actually a grandmother of five. And I love the little one, the last one. He is so cute. But I just wanted to let you know, I have had many magical moments in my life, but also huge challenges, just like you. I've lost people that I love. I've been rebuilding my life from zero. I've watched my dreams collapse only to be replaced by something more real, deeper, more true. This work is not a brand for me. It's who I became, an honest one step at a time. One honest step at a time. Because I have sat beside beautiful souls, leaders, entrepreneurs whose companies were thriving. Their outside success was amazing. But behind the curtains, behind the scenes, their marriages were falling apart, or they were feeling so insecure, or they were never feeling good enough, or they were really battling with their energy input and output. I have held space for women who had everything but felt like nothing. I have coached men who had been emotionally numb for 20 years, and in one session, they found the courage to speak the truth. Which is so important, to start speaking the truth to yourself and to those who matter to you. It may be your father, it may be your mother, it may be your partner. So let me talk to you about Mark, just to give you an example. Mark was a 52-year-old entrepreneur, the kind of man who had built his business from scratch. I really, really admired Mark for his drive. He made it through every economic storm. He was charismatic, respected, known for his amazing resilience. But when he came to me, he was in his second burnout. And he told me, Daniel, I don't understand. I've done everything right. And yet I wake up every morning already tired. I can't connect with my partner, with my children. I am too exhausted. I'm not inspired by my own company anymore. I don't feel it anymore. Something is missing. I feel disconnected with myself. And he had been pushing for decades, always being available, always being responsible. But somewhere along the way, he had stopped listening to his own needs, to himself, to his body. And maybe you can recognize that too, because Mark's body was speaking through migraines, sleepless nights, sometimes moments of numbness. And so it was time to slow everything down. No more strategies, no more wins, no more goals. But we started to go deeper, to look at the truth of who he was, who he believed he was. Starting with his self-worth, we looked at that part of him that only felt valuable when he was producing. Whoa, when he was fixing, when he was holding it all together. And there began the shift. He began to feel again, to see underneath, not just pain, but he could see, he had clarity. He started to feel an inner peace. And he practiced, of course, real self-care. In my earlier life, 10 years ago, a lot of people called me the queen of self-care, and I still am. But I'm not talking about the self-care with massages or green juices. I'm talking about the self-care of the in and out with your energy, taking care of your life force, setting daily boundaries, going into stillness, being honest with yourself, putting everything on the table. And then once you are connected again with your authentic self, with your needs, with your values, then from there, that's what he did, you can start leading from that place. So Mark noticed that leading from that place was a totally different energy. And his team noticed the difference. His partner noticed the difference. She said, "It's amazing, but you are actually here present again with us." And the kids could feel that too. And so for the first time in years, Mark told me that he felt proud. Remember in the beginning of this episode where I told you how proud I am of you? Can you feel proud of yourself in the depth of who you are? Not of what you've built, but of who you are becoming. Because that's what happened. Mark became proud of who he was becoming through this whole trajectory journey with me. And that's not just a client win. That's what transformation, true transformation, looks like. And stories like Mark's are not rare in my practice. I actually see them every single week. They are everywhere. Why? Because there are millions of leaders out there living lives that are admired at, on the outside, but they're not truly in it. They're not doing it from their inner richness. And over the years, I begin to see the pattern. The world does not need more performance. Believe me, the world needs more permission. The world permission, the word permission, the permission to pause, to feel, the permission to redefine yourself, your game of success, what it is to you, what richness is to you, how to feel rich again. That's the work that I do now, not just to help people cope anymore with just the stress or the chronic stress, but to help them go back to the essence, as they do not have to carry success that costs you yourself. That's what I am doing now. And not everyone, believe me, is ready for that kind of conversation. But if you are, you know it. You feel it, and something in you is already moving. And I'm going to say to you, we're not done yet. Because after the break just now, I'm going to share something even more personal. Not from the therapist, the coach, the teacher, the mentor, the guide, but from the woman who has lived through 4 decades of real life. As I say, at 64, I've had it all. Love, loss, growth, and everything in between. So this next part is where the story deepens even more. Let's take a break. But don't forget to come back, because on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio, it is all in this show about being you. What I said in the beginning, remember what I said in the beginning about going to what truly matters, not just hearing the words I say, but about the message that you can send to yourself, about your well-being, about taking responsibility for your own life, about being proud of who you are and who you become. So stay with me, and we'll come back just now after this break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Of course, I say it often here in this show, From Stress to Authentic Success, that this is a show for you. I'm making this show, this content. I am putting out myself, my own story, my vulnerability, my authenticity here for you. And there is something that I've never said out loud in this podcast. And maybe I think it's time to share something even more personal and deeper. And that is that I have been married for over 41 years. Yes, I'm a mother. And now, as I said, I'm a grandmother of five already. And all those things, being a partner, because I want to say that I'm not just helping leaders and entrepreneurs, because often it's the partners who also come to see me. And after 41 years of marriage, I can tell you that I've lived it. So those 41 years have taught me so much, also as a mother, as a grandmother, so much about self-leadership, so much more than you can learn in any seminar or on any stage. And I'm talking about self-leadership, that not the one that gets applause, but the kind of self-leadership of being present, the leadership that listens, that stays, that lets things unfold at their own pace. Being a grandmother, I have to tell you, has softened me in such a beautiful way. It reminded me that presence matters more than perfection. Remember? Perfection, pleasing. No, it's all about presence. That slowness has its own intelligence. Just being present with those little children. I can tell you that I have made many mistakes as a mother, and it is such a luxury and an opportunity that today I can change those mistakes into opportunities to do better, to be a grandmother that is present, that listens. And it all has given me a deeper anchor. And that's what I want to share with you. It has given me such an opportunity to guide with more compassion, to mentor with more truthfulness. Because when you live through the storm and you stay open, you earn a kind of wisdom, a kind of clarity that no book can give you. And maybe that's what's been ripening in me, like becoming more and more fully I'm not sure if it's wisdom, but I think so. You know, when you get older, it's past 60, there's a sort of ripening going on. You have a different perception on life. There's a deeper readiness, not just to pass on knowledge, but to pass on that wisdom, that perception that you have after being 64 years alive. And not just for the mind, but for the soul. So we have to take a deep breath, because I just want to bring something to you just now that, let me ask you this first. I'm not here anymore to just inspire. I'm here to invite you into a deeper clarity, into deeper connection, a deeper conversation about what really matters. You can feel that in my words, in my energy, in my presence. Not the kind that fills your schedule, but the kind that fills your soul. Not a life of more, but a life that feels absolutely true. So something new is taking shape behind the scenes. I'm not ready yet to share it, but I am ready. And I want to ask you, what is asking to shift in you? What part of your story is waiting to be honored, to be heard, to be written, to be rewritten maybe? You may not have all the answers. You don't need to. But staying curious, staying open is the start of everything. So maybe this is not just the end of an episode. Maybe for you, it's the beginning of a conversation. And if you feel called to explore this work with me, to go to what truly matters to you, to your richness, to bring this message, maybe even to your audience, your clients, your team. If you're part of the media or a podcast host, maybe you are looking for a keynote speaker. Maybe you are looking for someone to interview. Maybe you are looking for someone to have a deeper conversation and see if I could be the person who can help you transition and make that transformation. And if you feel that talking like this makes something change in you, well, know that I feel it too. Because this is not just my story. It's the story of so many leaders and entrepreneurs, of so many of you, like you, who look like winners, but who wonder, is this it? Is this really it? And if that's you, let's talk. Let's build something that lasts. And if this episode has touched something in you, just forward it also maybe to someone who needs to hear it. Let's keep creating the space for real stories, for honest success, for lives that are whole. And so I want to leave you with a quote today, a line that found me years ago and that has never really left me. And that is that we are not here to return to who we were, but we are here to become who we were always meant to be. And I'm going to repeat this quote. We are not here to return to who we were. We are here to become who we were always meant to be. And that's what I say in my practice every single day. So beautiful. That quote speaks so deeply to the kind of growth that we talk about here. To rise, not to rewind, but to rise, to shine, to thrive. Because it's not about going back. It's about evolving, becoming, integrating everything you've lived into something truer. And that takes courage. It takes trust. And it starts exactly where you are now. So as I step, you and I, as we step back into our day, let's take a moment, not to rush into what's next, but to ask ourselves, who am I becoming now? Above all, I want to say that we have to choose to what really matters. Because before I truly let you go today and end this episode, there's one more thing that I want to say. We are living in chaotic times, to say the least. The world around us is just filled with urgency, division, constant, you know, overdrive. Some days it feels like we're flooded with information and then more content, less connection, more distraction, less direction. You can name it as you want, but there is a huge disconnection going on. And in the middle of that storm, we're being asked to hold the business pressure, the family responsibilities. There's so much overwhelm and uncertainty. There's so much going on. It's no wonder that so many people feel ungrounded, disconnected, because we are moving so fast. But to where? For what? And as I've worked with leaders who sit in boardrooms making decisions, sometimes worth millions, and still feel a sense of panic at night, a sense of chaos, a sense of disconnection. Entrepreneurs who have built amazing outside success accept the life that nourishes them. I see here in my practice mothers, fathers, change makers, all of them burning out on the path to try to do good in this world. And that is why I believe this work that I do, the work that I'm now devoting my next chapter to, is not optional anymore. It is essential. Going to the essence of what truly matters. Because the world doesn't just need better strategies. It needs grounded humans, people who know how to stay ready, steady inside when everything outside is shaking. People who don't just know what they stand for, but who live it, living it. That kind of leadership, deep, embodied, is rare, but it's rising. And I want to be part of shaping that new kind of strength, one that doesn't come from pushing harder, but from going deeper to the truth, to the essence of who we are and of what life is all about. So no, I'm not here with a pitch today. I'm here with a certain conviction that we are standing on a threshold and that the next era of growth for you, for us, for our businesses, for our families, for the next generations, I see it as a grandmother, for our planet, it will require something more real, more true. And that is what I'm building. And when the moment is right, I will tell you more. But for now, I trust that this episode stirred something in you, a recognition, a readiness, or even just a quiet yes inside. Thank you for your time. Thank you for investing in yourself. Thank you for your trust. And thank you for continuing to choose depth, to choose the truth. Now let's go live it together. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.